superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
I'm excited for this one, man.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I think the Heat's a deeper team than these Los Angeles Lakers.
The Los Angeles Lakers take game one of these NBA Finals. A dominant victory led by their two stars.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell, author of the new book Three Ring Circus, Jeff Perlman, host of ESPN's The Jump, Rachel Nichols, and now... it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. In 15 minutes' time, Mr. Waiver Wire himself, Mr. Practice Squad, Mr. Death Chart himself, John Lynch of the banged up but 2-1 defending NFC champion San Francisco 49ers, the general manager, will be joining us on the show. We already chatted with Jeff Perlman, who's booked Three Ring Circus, about the Kobe, Shaq, Phil dynastic years for the Lakers. That was a great conversation. Rachel Nichols from the NBA bubble doesn't sound good for the Heat injuries, what she was saying.
No.
And that would essentially be all she wrote. Greg Cosell of NFL Films talking about a handful of quarterbacks and what he's seen on film. Tonight is the Jets and Broncos. I had my fun to start the show about, hey, on behalf of everybody from NFL Network, please watch. And I, you know, kind of cried in a way, right? I'm begging you, you know, to please watch tonight, 0-3 versus 0-3. But Cynthia Freeland, my colleague of NFL Game Day Morning, who knows all of her stuff from the world of analytics, as well as just her own two eyes. She gave me some hope tonight, Chris.
For the Jets?
She gave some hope tonight. She just posted her projection for tonight at C. Freeland. And she's way more right than wrong.
Yes, she is.
I haven't seen what her actual projection for the final score is, but she gave me hope in her tweet that based on the next-gen stats, the Jets' wide receivers rank fourth best in average yards of separation. So.
We talking playoffs or what?
Exactly.
Do you want to know what the desert thinks?
Fourth best in average yards of separation. When I see that, you know what I also think? So then why isn't Darnold hitting him? Oh. If they're open. Oh.
Seen ghosts.
Thank you.
The desert thinks you guys are going to win tonight, too. Jets minus one tonight.
That's kind of... What is that? What is that?
That's going... By the way...
When you say... Honestly, even... Again, I like
home
playing
the field
role.
Is worth 3 points, by the way. So the Jets are minus one. No home field advantage.
No, but seriously, what does that mean? Like, just that you, in case there's no tie? That's a coin flip, right? That's not,
yeah,
like much. They don't. The Jets aren't going to... Or the Broncos aren't going to win the game tonight by point... By half a point.
They're not. But if there's a tie, you can take the Broncos, you're a winner.
So that's what you're saying. In case there's five quarters, it is insufficient to determine the result.
Are you picking the Jets tonight?
Oh, God. I know I have to pick it.
I know.
My heart says...
So many injuries on Denver, third string quarterback, undrafted free agent.
I don't want to go through this right now.
Okay, all
right. All right. I want to delay the inevitable.
I mean, you do have to enter in a choice.
I know I do.
And send it to Giant and
the whole game day morning. Yeah. I know. I got it. Oh. I got it. 844-204 Rich is the number to dial. John Lynch will be joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is Carlos Correa part of your news update, Chris?
Sure, he can be, yeah, unless you want to do it right now.
I could just do this right now.
Yeah, have at it.
So, as you know, the Astros, I think they were the first team to advance.
They were.
Based on results and first pitches and
timing,
times of day. First to advance. And Carlos Correa, giving a little flex to everybody who thought the reason why that they were champions and from 3 years ago and a World Series participant last year is because of, I guess, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, but cheating.
Facts.
Here was Carlos Correa spiking the baseball after the win.
I know a lot of people are mad. I know a lot of people don't want to see us here. But what are they going to say now? You know, we're a solid team. We play great baseball. We won a series on the road in Minnesota. So what are they going to say now?
All right. Brandon McCarthy had a great response. What are they going to say now? And Brandon McCarthy's response, the same things.
Yeah.
They'll say the same things? Former pitcher in baseball. Yeah, they'll say the same things. Carlos Correa is a delightful human. I love Bregman too, man.
I mean, they're all pretty great.
We love one of our favorite.
We love AJ Hinch.
AJ Hinch. They say the same things. Yeah. What are they going to say now? Okay. Honestly, I don't mean to denigrate. With all due respect, how many more caveats can I say to imbue what I'm about to say with the deodorant of not being disrespectful? But when was the last time the Minnesota Twins won a playoff game? Playoff series. When was the last time?
Been a while.
Yeah. Okay. You did what you had to do. Now let's see.
Well, I mean, the Twins were favored, right?
No, I get it. I get it. I'm sorry.
I secretly hope.
I'm sorry.
I secretly hope it's Astros Dodgers.
I know. Well, no. Well, you secretly hope that, and that you know. Plus, you want whatever tracks can be covered for your fantasy that the next Red Sox manager will be Alex Cora. That is a fantasy. Like literally, think about whatever late night Cinemax movie you used to watch wherever you lived when you were 12. It's the same thing.
Yep.
It literally is the same thing. There might be a better chance of Shannon Tweed being the next manager of the Red Sox than Alex Cora.
Have I ever watched Cinemax at 12:30 in the morning? Yes, sir, I have.
I don't know what. Who's that person? Who is that person, and why is that a drop on the Rich Eisen show? Okay. Fantasy. So you want those tracks covered because the Astros, look what they did. It's not that bad. Hey, high register. Alex Cora, what did he do? He was cleared. He was cleared in a report that nobody really saw because baseball is a pandemic.
What's amazing is that the Yankees cheated and still didn't win.
Ooh. They weren't as good.
Ooh.
That cheating.
All right. Looking at my Apple Watch means it's time for Chris Brockman's news update right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I don't even have an Apple Watch, and I decided to make that you do have an Apple Watch.
And a Fitbit.
Look at you, man. Very good. All right. Here's the Rich Eisen Show news update.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
What else you have over there, Christopher?
Hey, let's hear from Mike Vrabel. We know Titans Steelers has been postponed.
Yes, indeed.
It's not going to be played Monday or Tuesday, which is a bummer, but understand that they're following protocols and being as safe as possible. And Mike Vrabel reiterated that the Titans were going about their business the right way.
You know, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about the game and about who's to blame and where it started. Nobody's to blame. We're in a pandemic. Unfortunately, things happen. John and I feel comfortable that since receiving the protocols in August, we followed those by the letter, and that we were conscious of everything that we did. This is a very unfortunate situation, but one that we're confident that we will be able to handle safely with the football team and the players' best interest in mind.
So he's referring to John as John Robinson, the general manager of the Titans right there and there, but for the grace goes anybody, although we do not know how this pierced their bubble. Thankfully, it's only them. The Vikings have not tested positive. As long as that continues to happen and the Vikings can take on the Texans safely, then the easy fix is to move this Titans-Steelers game to week eight, and then the Steelers-Ravens game from week eight, move it to week seven. The Titans take their bye week, and the Steelers take their bye week now, and the Ravens take their bye week a week earlier. So that's it. And it's simple. It's easy peasy, and then hopefully everybody can just stay healthy, and that's it. But if the Vikings start testing positive, then that game gets postponed, and so the Houston Texans will also have to stay home. And then a lot more chess pieces might get involved. But if it's just as simple as this, then that would be very lucky, very fortunate. What else do you have over there, Chris?
Some injury updates for fantasy purposes, guys. DeAndre Hopkins did not practice yesterday or today for the Cardinals. Popped up with an ankle issue. John Brown, Bills wide receiver, back at practice today. Chris Carson got in a limited session for Seattle. You know, he had that weird twisted knee situation at the end of last week. So keep an eye on that. He looks to be trending in the right direction. Bucks, couple of injuries. Fournette did not practice. Near to Chris Godwin, not practicing on Wednesday. Godwin is dealing with a hamstring. Fournette, an ankle injury. Terry McLaurin for the Reds, for Washington.
I know. That'll happen.
Was added to Thursday's injury report with a thigh issue, getting in a limited session.
Mm-hmm.
That creeped up because he did practice yesterday. Julio Jones went through a walkthrough on Thursday today. Russell Gage was dealing with a concussion. He did practice today, so he's trending in the right direction. And this just popped up as well, speaking of Washington. We know Ron Rivera, head coach, has been dealing and undergoing cancer treatments. He has not been with the team this week. Jack Del Rio has stepped in, and he told reporters today he is ready to serve as head coach if Rivera is not well enough to go Sunday against Baltimore.
I cannot imagine what Ron Rivera is going through. One of the nicest, best guys in our sport, two-time coach of the year. And I can only hope that he, you know, is well enough to coach. And if not, stay home, get well, and get back. I'm going to send my best to him. Let's take a break so we be on time for John Lynch, the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, whose team had a wild 2 weeks. Injuries. A stay in West Virginia, now coming back to host the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Shop local with Visa to help support your community, because where you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Old Spice now has Below Deck, a new line of products for your, well, below deck area. New Below Deck Powder Spray helps you feel drier and cleaner down below. New Below Deck Anti-Chafe Stick helps prevent inner thigh chafing. Nobody wants that. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/Old Spice Below Deck. Welcome back. We're here on Peacock. It's the bottom of the sixth. The Braves still up 1-0 on the Cincinnati Reds. As the Bravos, it's been 2001 is the last time they advanced in the baseball playoffs. Is that what it is?
Wow.
Has it been that long? Did I read that right? I can't. I've read so much.
Stand by.
There were eight games yesterday. I hope I'm not mixing it all up. So, and then at 3 Eastern today, White Sox at Athletics. They're just going straight ahead, right? No reason to just sit back. They got to go. Next week, the LCSs in Southern California and the state of Texas will go down. John Lynch calling us in just a mere matter of time, and we've got the NBCSN audience going to rejoin us in a second. Our poll question is, which municipality that already has one or is about to win one, Tampa or Los Angeles, is more likely to get a second, as Tampa and Los Angeles are the one seeds in the current baseball playoffs. And Tampa and Los Angeles each have 2-1 in National Football Conference teams. Chris, what's the poll results? Is that
you're first off, you are correct. 2001, the Braves made it to the NLCS and lost 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Los Angeles is leading, guys, 68%.
There you have it. At Rich Eisen Show to vote on that poll question. Back here on NBCSN, the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, John Lynch, slated to call in at any moment in time. So we wanted to be back on time for his phone call. We're eagerly awaiting it while the Braves have a 1-0 lead and trying to wrap up their National League Division Series. Man, I understand there's tons of St. Louis Cardinals fans out there. On behalf of all the Padres fans, on behalf of everybody who's listening on the Mightier 1090 in Southern California, the Rich Eisen Show, on behalf of Daniel Jeremiah, I am hoping the San Diego Padres can pull one out and then go to St. Louis and win yeah. again. But that did wasn't a good start for him.
Not a good start.
Man, the Cardinals. Would you say the Cardinals are the Green Bay Packers of baseball? Would you go that way? That they're just always...
They're there.
They're always in it, always overlooked, always... Yep. And they've got a rabid fan base all over the place.
That's fair.
Yep. Rabid, would you say that's a fair comparison?
Yeah. Yep.
That every year, you know, they've got a great team and... You know, they switch coaches and they still chug along and
always going to be in contention. You know,
does that make Pujols or McGuire the Favre?
You know, Mark McGuire's birthday today.
Is that right?
Happy birthday, Mark.
57.
57. Wow. And then that would make Goldschmidt the Aaron Rodgers. Is that what that would be?
You say Pujols was Favre? Or?
I guess so.
He switched teams at the end.
That's true.
Matt Holliday still hasn't touched home plate. It's fine.
Let's go to Al in Dallas. What's up, Al? How you been, brother?
Pizza, New York, definitely, hands down.
Understood.
Mama Teresa's, Umberto's, especially for my boy Benny over there. It's no doubt about it.
Okay.
You're crapping all over the New York Rangers there, buddy. They got the number one pick in the draft, and they're on the upswing, and the Islanders got to the conference championship. So the New York sports isn't down. It might be.
Oh, Al. Come on, man. The Jets and the Giants could be 1-2 in the draft. The Knicks.
I know. It's horrible. I'm trying to put a positive spin,
but
man.
But you can't. I mean,
don't be.
And again, like the Nets have a major opportunity here. The Nets can take this town because the Knicks can't stop sucking because the owner sucks so hard.
Wormhole time.
No, it's okay.
Black hole.
I appreciate that. No, but you know what I mean? Like, and again, the Nets have an opportunity here, Al, to just show up and be, and just say, that's Durant, that's Kyrie, that's Steve Nash, let's go. Let's go. And when fans can come back into the stadium, everybody go to Brooklyn and screw Madison Square Garden. We don't need to go there. Honestly, you know?
Absolutely. I don't disagree with you. You talked about so much good stuff on the show today.
Thank you.
Your future sportscaster bar mitzvah pick is just as good as your George Carlin lookalike pick when you made yourself old. It was, I don't know if you see it, but when I saw that, I immediately thought of George Carlin, which I'm giving you as a compliment.
I appreciate that, and look at me right there in my bar mitzvah suit. Thank you very much to Susie for giving that to Don Bowie for him to keep and then hold and have. thank you, Al, for the call. That was me on my day where I became a man in the eyes of the Lord, and then that's me. Oh,
George
my God.
Carlin. It does look like George Carlin. Al's right on.
That's the aging app right there.
When are you playing Carnegie Hall?
I think you're going to look better than that when you're, you know.
Hey, Chris, thanks, man. So. I appreciate that.
I like the velour in the back of the bar mitzvah picture.
Speaking of aging prematurely, our next guest is on the line right now. I can't imagine what this man's world was like over the last 3 weeks, but his team is 2-1. They are the defending National Football Conference champions, and they are taking on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football. Always great to chat with one of my favorite people that I've gotten to meet in the NFL, John Lynch, general manager, San Francisco 49ers. How are you, John?
I'm doing great. I came on to the last part of the aging app. I think being an NFL GM is like the real life version of the aging app.
I mean, John, have you reviewed? Did you step on any cracks? Walk on any ladders? have you taken stock in what you've done and everybody's how they feel? Oh my gosh! I'll give you the floor here on what's happened to your roster.
You know, you can't play. I've been around this
this game long enough that just it happens. And every year you think, well, this is unprecedented. It really isn't. It happens each and every year, and you just hope. You hope that it doesn't happen. You certainly hope that it's not your team. And I think what happened with us, you know, you look back to that Jets game, we had some very, you know, prominent players. And that's probably been the thing that's different this year. There's always guys that go with ACLs and stuff, but we've had some of the better players in the league. And, you know, we had one in Bosa, and then there's one play in between, and then Solomon Thomas does the same thing. So, you know, that was emotional for our team. And all that, and we've had a number of other guys, and you know, we've had to use the short term IR a little too much this year, but hopefully that settles down. And what I feel good about is that, you know, our depth has been tested and our resolve has been tested, and I think our guys on this last road trip really stepped up to the challenge, and Kyle Shanahan and his staff just did a tremendous job of getting whoever was out there ready to play, and we got two big wins, and you need them all. So we're feeling good about where we're at.
No doubt. I mean, you want to talk about character building, that would have to do that, and also making sure everyone understands that the next man up is not just a phrase. Like, it's literally have to be a way of life. And you know, when you talk about the body, actual body injuries, it had to have been out of body than to go to West Virginia, to go to a totally different spot and be there for a week. What was that like in between games, John?
It was actually great. You know, I think back to, we've had in the last two seasons, three occasions where we've gone. We went to Youngstown, Ohio last year after week one in Tampa. And then we went and played really well versus the Cincinnati Bengals and really got after them. Later in the season, we lost a tight one at Baltimore in the rain, went down to IMG in Florida and beat the Saints in just a fantastic game down in New Orleans. And then this year, we had the back-to-back New York games, and we find the Greenbrier, you know, as a place that's had teams before. It's hosted training camps. The facilities are just phenomenal. And you know, we beat the Jets, and then we come and really play well and beat a Giants team and did it in a really good fashion. But I think the theme, as much as we don't like being away from our families and all that, the long road trips, I think it gives you a time to get closer as a team. There's a lot of downtime, you know, when you're in these weeks and they're busy, but just a lot of good time to really bond as a team. And so I think that's the benefit we've found in that. It also gives our coaches, you know, when you're at a hotel or at a facility like that, the nights become later, and their genius comes to the forefront. So, I mean, in those games, I think they do a great job of getting our players ready each week, but it gives them even more time. So there is some benefit, and we've seemed to play well when we've had the opportunity to stay out for a couple weeks.
John Lynch here on the Rich Eisen Show. And before we get to the here and now, just again, the two stints in MetLife Stadium, obviously a lot was made about the turf and by your team, and it wasn't an excuse or anything like that. You did come up with W's. I mean, do you still think that the turf was somehow problematic, negligent, even though it did pass a test, John?
No, I think our team was in a rough state. They care about their teammates a lot, and we had lost a number of players in that game. You know, I don't think anyone said something that was out of line. I think they said what was on their heart at the time, I credit the league, the PA, they all listened, and they went and did a thorough investigation. I think that helped clear our players' minds. You know, there's some things we can't run from that, hey, on artificial surfaces, there's a greater risk. It's just the facts. And so, you know, J.C. Treader came out yesterday
[S2] Yes. [S1]
and called for all grass fields. I can't blame him. You know, I'm with him, in fact. And so I hope that's, you know, I know over like in the Premier League, their players, you know, they refuse to play on anything but it. I don't know if we're to that. I hope someday we can get there. And we got to do everything we can to keep our most important assets and the guys that make the game, the players, healthy. And I think that would be a great step.
Well, again, you're referring to the Browns center and NFLPA president J.C. Treader in a recent newsletter saying, hey, let's have the NFL put only natural grass out there, no more synthetic turf. And maybe right now, you know, when facilities aren't being used very much than other than by NFL teams, maybe now's the time to do it. I mean, do you think that that would be at all possible?
Well, there's challenges to it, no doubt. You think of like SoFi Stadium, you know, a new stadium, and the, you know what the challenge there, I would imagine, is it gets played on every week, you know, because you got the Chargers, you got the Rams, and but I know there's other places, you know, in Vegas, they roll that stuff in on trays, and I think it can be done, and I think our league will work towards that, and I'm hopeful that we can get to a point in the near future where that's something we're striving for and it becomes a reality.
Did you like playing on you like playing on grass more than the hard stuff, right, John? I mean, you can bring that to the equation too in a way that other GMs can't.
Yeah, I hate being that guy, but I mean, I played on the whole old Philly, the vet, you know, third base would pop up and grab you. So, you know, we played on dirt infields and stuff. So we've come a long way from there. And that's what makes me hopeful.
The old seams, right? The third base, they would fill it in. I remember that. It was one of the most famous moments in Hard Knocks history. It was like when the Ravens and Billick went out there and basically said, we're not playing on this thing right now. Yeah. But obviously that we've come a long way. And I've got John Lynch here on the Rich Eisen Show. And not to turn you into a news anchor and updater, but you do have a ton of information that I think a lot of fans want to know about your players. Kittle's back at practice, correct? So he's going to go on Sunday night, right? We're going to see
him. Kittle's done a great job, you know, like he does in everything in life, just attacking his rehab. And he's looked good out at practice, and we're hopeful that continues to progress in the right direction. So it's going to be great to have George out there.
James G., what about Jimmy? What about Jimmy G.? What do you think?
Jimmy did not practice yesterday. You know, we'll see if he transitions into practice. But right now it's looking like it might be another week. But, you know, we've got a little extra time with the Sunday night game. And so, you know, Jimmy's going to do exactly what you'd expect him to do. He's a tough kid, plays with a tremendous mentality. And, you know, but he's working his hardest, and there are some issues with that ankle where it's just tough, and he'd be compromised, and we'll never put him in a position where he's compromised out there.
What about Raheem Mostert, John? What about him?
Raheem, I think, still questionable. He's working hard. He was out running to the side yesterday. Best thing for the Mosterts, they had a new baby boy last week, and so we're thrilled for them, and he got to be home and see that, so we're happy for them. But you know, in the midst of that, he's been dealing with a little MCL sprain. He's working hard to get back, and I think questionable is the best way to term his status for this week.
What about Richard Sherman? What about him, John? Do we see
Sherman is still on the short-term IR, so has another week. He's eligible to return next week, and he can open his practice window. But he's doing well, and you know, he's such a great player, such a great presence for our team. We're eagerly awaiting his return. You know, the thing about him, he's so much said about Richard, and I've always had the utmost of respect. I've known him back when he was a receiver at Stanford. You know, I tend not to listen to all the bluster, but watch what happens. And he's always just been a great player. And what we found here is a great teammate. He cares about his teammates, and I think that shows when you aren't out there. He's still leading these guys, so it's been awesome having Sherm around, and we can't wait till he's back out here playing with us.
And again, I apologize to continue to just to turn you into like a who's up, who's down, but I mean, you're star player. I mean, the number of players, I don't need to obviously remind you, but what about Debo Samuel? When do you think he returns to the
Well, Debo was on the practice field yesterday, and it was very encouraging. He's worked very, very tirelessly to come back. I know he was disappointed that he wasn't there from the start of this season, but you know, I think we had to be smart about that. He was on the practice field yesterday, looked good. If that continues to go in the right direction, there's a chance he could be out there, you know, this weekend. So we're very encouraged where Debo Samuel is.
And D Ford is headed to IR, correct? He's there. He's landed.
Likely. He's struggling with, you know, with some of that back stuff, and you know, that's that's difficult. So he's struggling there, and likely going to be the scenario where he can go to the IR. And you know, because of COVID, we have that 3-week IR at our disposal, and
right.
You know, it's helpful in situations like that to be able to get a guy right. And so, you know, we're just praying that you know, can reverse kind of what's going on right now and can get back out there and help us. He's a fantastic player when he's on the field.
Do you need me to light a candle for you so all religions can pull together, John? I mean, like, do you have like a story that you could tell us about how deep down the rock, like your lists of people to keep an eye on that you've gone over the last 2-3 weeks at all, or no? I mean,
well, you know, I think the one thing, first of all, you know, I think I'm real proud of our staff, the way they've been finding guys to come in here and, mm-hmm. and compete and play. And the depth of our team has been tested, but I think we've answered the bell. And, you know, I think that if anything fortunate about what COVID has caused the league to do, we've got a bigger practice squad this year. So that's allowed us some things. We talked about the 3-week IR. It's given you some flexibility to be able to maneuver around. And, but more important than anything is just the mindset that, hey, you can't feel sorry for yourself. Your opponents sure aren't going to. And so we've got plenty of players. We got a lot of players that are very, very capable. We went out and showed that the last couple weeks, and we'll continue to do that and, not use, you know, the, you know, something that's really been an issue around the league right now, a lot of early injuries as an excuse. It is what it is, and we got to go fight through it, and that's the mindset of our team.
Well, you know me, John. That was my way of fishing to see if you were looking at me for a speed position in any way, shape, or form. That was my way of saying how close was I to getting the call from you, John.
Well, you improve every year, right?
That's, thank you. That's what I was. That's really all I was looking for, right there. Unbelievable. But before I do let you go, I want to give you the floor on what's going on in Tennessee and how you might use this as a, you know, I guess I say cautionary tale, not to imply anything about Tennessee. They're following the protocols, we're assumed, just like everyone else, and it happens. This is just no way, I guess, to prevent it. I'm wondering what you're thinking as you know about your colleague and John Robinson there, and obviously this team that's 3-0. What do you think of when you hear this news out of Tennessee, John?
Well, I think that what the league has done to this point has been a remarkable success. I mean, the lack of infection rate and the way that everybody has taken on this challenge, which is, it's a monumental challenge, Rich. The protocols that have gone on, we're asked to do more with less people, and I can't tell you enough about our staff and the people who have worked tirelessly, and that goes around the league. And I know John Robinson and the Titans have done their best, and I don't think in these, you know, it's a pandemic, so it's no one's fault. But I think what this has caused is, you know, you need these cautionary tales to remind everybody that we have to remain vigilant. And then it also has said, okay, let's plan for the unforeseen, and hopefully that never happens to us. But if it does happen, how are we going to respond? And so that's what this year, I mean, the amount of time spent in things that are non-football has been an all-time high. But that's what the job's calling for right now, and we'll continue to face that. And, you know, the league's doing their best to try to keep everyone safe, and I really think they've done an outstanding job, as have the teams. And so this is a little bump in the road and not something anyone wanted to have, but I think they're doing the best they can given the situation.
John, best to your family. Always appreciate you taking my call and coming on here. I do always enjoy our chats and catching up with you.
Well, I always enjoy being on with you. Thanks a lot, Rich, and best to your family.
Same to you. That's John Lynch, general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday Night Football, from what appears to be, as we're sitting here right now, with big Nick Mullins getting another start. Is that what it sounded like to you?
That's what it sounded like to me. Sounds like Debo might be back, though.
Debo Samuel.
And Brandon Ayuk looked great last week.
So that's it. I mean, they're getting there. Seems like Richard Sherman will be on time off of an IR.
Sounds like Kittle's coming back.
Kittle's back. I mean, I think Kittle's back. Yeah.
Let's go.
Everybody's overlooking them right now because Seattle, and Kyler Murray's Kyler Murray.
And the
right?
Rams look good.
2-1, 2-1, 2-1, looking up at 3-0. Look out.
Still, I don't think they get all four teams. One of them is going to miss the playoffs.
Well, I mean, let's just look at it right here. The Saints, we're assuming, will improve. I don't think anybody's looking at Carolina or Atlanta as the second team in the NFC South that we're assuming
either the Bucks,
right,
the Saints.
Right.
Right.
And then the East is such a fire oh the dumpster that I don't think you're seeing a second team in there.
Nope. That's a one shot.
And if we all believe that the Bears are the most Fugazi 3-0 team, we're assuming only one team gets in from there. So unless the Bears keep doing what they're doing and the Saints and or the Bucks, if they keep doing well, if they perform well, it's not out of the realm that all four teams make it out of the NFC Southwest. That's not out of the realm. As we're 3 weeks in. But imagine that. You got two ACLs blown out, then you go down to West Virginia, then you have to go back to the stadium. And you dominate the Jets. I mean, just absolutely dominate the Jets with your B team. Dominate them. Oh, man. I don't want to guess about tonight's game, but I'm going to have to. I'm going to be forced to because that's what I do for a living, and I have to for NFL game day morning. That and your phone calls and an update on what's going on in Major League Baseball. Let's take a break. We'll be back with my pick for tonight's game, your phone calls, and set up our Friday finisher to the week.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. Bet online to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
This season, get football on your time with NFL Game Pass. You can catch every snap from every game with full game replays and see all of the plays in just 45 minutes with condensed games. You can relive all the gutsy calls, crazy catches, wild comebacks, and breakout stars from every game every week. And it's the perfect way to rewatch a game like, say, Chiefs-Texans, the season opener from Thursday night. Catch it on NFL Game Pass. It's all the action, all the football you can handle all in one place. And NFL Game Pass is really the only place you can replay every game all season long. You'll also learn from the league's best players with over 40 NFL Game Pass film session episodes. Go inside the game from a player's perspective as they break down the game's concepts and techniques. Learn from the best like Deshaun Watson, Stephon Gilmore, by the way, the reigning defensive player of the year, Devontae Adams, and many, many more. NFL Game Pass also provides access to the entire NFL Films archive. It's the perfect way to follow an NFL season. NFL.com/Game Pass to start your free trial today. NFL Game Pass, where football never stops.
Just texted John Lynch to thank him for coming on and to let him know that I'm glad that he didn't really need me to fill in because I have, in fact, lost a step in the pandemic. And didn't want to also bring to the 49ers my issues of plantar fasciitis.
You still have it. Rich.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Although I am going to hit the tennis ball a little bit later on today.
Good.
So. With your foot or are you going to hit?
Yeah. No, I will hit it with my tennis racket. As you know, I once went like this, hitting the racket, and tennis aficionado... our friend Sheriff Bullock, coming on our program, Timothy Oliphant, made fun that it's, as I now know, having taken lessons, it's a brushing motion. You brush the tennis ball.
Brush.
My two cents, just for trying to make people better here on our quadcast. Oh, baby, look at Ian Rappaport. We're back here with his latest tweet, Mike Tomlin. Now the bye week is week four instead of week 8. When you look at your schedule, like, okay, right in the middle. It's exactly when you want your bye week. You want it right in the middle of week 8. Week 9 is a chef's kiss for a team. Now it's week 4, not week 8. Mike Tomlin says on having to play 13 straight games without a bye, we don't care. It's not high on his damn agenda. Right, Mike? You have that one ready right there?
Because it's high on my damn agenda.
There you go.
I wasn't going to play him.
That sounds like something Mike Tomlin.
No, it's all right.
I'll rain down my judgment and we'll move forward.
That's right.
Yep. Get a twofer there.
Yeah, nothing. Control what you can control only in front of them. I'll take a bye week. Everybody chill out. Enjoy. Stay safe. Again, that's the other thing, too. It's the other thing, too, is Titans players know we got to stay shut down. Our season is in jeopardy. So we need to get through this. The Steelers, hopefully, are – this is, again, the issue with the NFL is we always thought the bye weeks. What happens when they're away from your facility? What happens? Here comes a bye week, the first ones. Forced upon them. Let's everybody be safe. You know what I'm saying? I think you all do know what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's take some phone calls right here. Dan in Seattle, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Rich. I had an idea for the sixth seed in both conferences that I thought about about a year ago.
Okay.
And it would keep butts in seats, and it would also keep the TV ratings up. And it's basically the with tiebreakers in the second half of the season, the team with the best record. And think what that would do for butts in the seats. And the last four games of the season, you might have five or six teams vying for that.
So you're saying that you're saying now that they've expanded the playoffs to a seventh seed, you don't give it to the team with the seventh best record with tie breaks in the league from an entire 16-game, 17-week season. It would be from week 9 all the way to week 17.
Exactly, from the second half of the season.
So the Jets could have made the playoffs last year? The Dolphins could have made the playoffs last year?
Yeah, like that. And you remember a few years ago, the 49ers, as I recall, with Garoppolo, wasn't it?
Well, it did go 5-0. So a hot team would get in even if they didn't play a full season.
All right. But the key thing is butts in the seats. The other thing I thought of is if Earl Thomas, if Pete Carroll can get over the Earl Thomas finger.
Right.
We really could use Earl Thomas on our defense.
Interesting. Thanks. How about that? Dan in Seattle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, I know. Once you flip off a coach, I think one would say the door is closed. The bridge is burned.
Yes.
Or napalmed like it's over the River Kwai. I imagine.
It's a nice dated reference.
But if there's any coach that might be like, hey, we just need him to always – he was competing.
Always compete.
I don't know. I think they're done with Earl Thomas in Seattle.
Sounds like Earl Thomas might be
I don't know.
Done.
I mean, if
it's kind of weird.
If the Cowboys need someone on the back end. Irv was there on our show Monday. Irvin's like, I'd go get him. Something is up.
Maybe there's just too much baggage there right now.
I guess so. Dave in College Park, Maryland, home of the Terrapins. What's up, Dave?
How you doing, sir?
Hope everybody's safe on that campus.
Yes. Yes, we're all good here.
Okay, good.
Yes, I know it's odd, but I'm a very big Minnesota Vikings fan, and I've been a fan of them since Tommy Kramer, Bud Grant. I've been a fan of them for a long time. And, you know, when we brought Mike Zimmer in 2014, you know, I thought this guy would be – he did a good job as defensive coordinator. I thought he'd be stable. And, you know, listen, one thing you can say about this team, the owner spends money. We re-signed the Cook, the running back. We got a good quarterback. We got pieces in place. There's no excuse for us to have the worst defense in the league, giving up 102 points for 3 weeks. We're 0-3. I think he's got to go, Rich. I don't know what you think, but – to me, I think you need an offensive mind, a younger mind. You've invested in the offense. To me, I mean, you know, if we play this game with the Texans, I know it's questionable because of COVID. They play Seattle the final week. I mean, if they don't beat the Texans, they're going to be 0-5. I mean, then what? This season's done.
I agree with you. I look, man, and here's the way I feel about Kirk Cousins, who I've met. Couldn't be a nicer guy. But what he appears to be as a professional is a quarterback who can put together some terrific games, and he finally put together a terrific game at the right time in a do-or-die situation last year. But in terms of taking a team, putting them on their back, and being an MVP player, worthy of being one of the highest-paid, guaranteed salaried players in a sport where there really isn't one, he's not that guy. I think we could safely say that right now. And certainly on a team as currently constituted, where you take Stephon Diggs and you send him somewhere else. And I hope that kid, Justin Jefferson, who had his first really big game, hopefully that will open things up, and that you'll get a consistently excellent quarterback for the next 13 weeks. And prove me wrong. At some point, as you know, Rich Gannon had a great end of his career, you know, with the right situation. We've seen quarterbacks who are veterans suddenly turn it on. We've seen it before. It's you know, we have yet to see it for Kirk Cousins. We've seen him throw for 4,000 yards. We've seen him have a hot month. We've seen him win player of the month. We've seen that. We haven't seen him put himself in the MVP race and say, I'm an MVP quarterback. I see what everybody else is doing. And as opposed to being a guy who flutters around the cusp of being a top 10 quarterback, I don't think I'm telling any lies right there.
Do you think it's any way possible they can get out from under that contract?
I don't know how. I don't know. I mean, isn't it all guaranteed? I'm not a capologist. But
normally they front load these contracts so that there is some on the back end that they can. But
again,
clearly, you know, I agree with you. I don't think he can get us there. But I know they just gave Dalvin Cook all that money, so either you got to get an offensive mind in here, or because I agree with you.
Look, man. I mean, we're going deep down the Vikings rabbit hole here, but why not? You got Gary Kubiak there. I mean, Gary Kubiak is one. And thanks for the call. Gary Kubiak is one of the top sought out play callers in this league. As we all know, he retired from Denver, and people were seeking him out. And in terms, I mean, Cousins is very athletic. So the whole concept of Kubiak's offense, where you're kind of booting out and the run game comes off of the boot, and that's what Zimmer wants. I mean, Mike Zimmer wants Dalvin Cook to win these football games. And then when you need to come back, you've got a guy with a strong arm and a very potent arm with enough guys that can make plays. I mean, Thielen makes plays. But there are times when a very tough defense comes in and Cousins, you know, does not perform up to snuff. We've seen it time and again. That's why the Washington football team did not sign him long term. That's why, you know, it was surprising that the Vikings paid him all that money, all guaranteed. And then last year he won a playoff game in New Orleans. And then they let Stephon Diggs go for a first-round selection that did turn into, you know, one of their first-round selections. They did use it on this young man from LSU and Justin Jefferson, who everyone thought was going to go way before it. Way before the Vikings had a chance to choose him. But we're three games in, they're 0-3. When is Kirk Cousins going to be the guy? Like even Matt Ryan did one year, put
yeah,
it all
Matt
together.
Ryan won MVP, yeah. Cousins isn't going anywhere. He's got so much money still due to him, $75 million cap hit, $31 million if he's released after next year, $45 million cap hit after 2022. He's not going anywhere.
You simply cannot have your quarterback take up that much space on your
– yeah,
and pay him that amount of money. And have him go into Indianapolis after the Colts lost week one to Jacksonville. You can't have him go into Indianapolis and have a passer rating once again. Don, can you put up that photograph of me as a young man? I mean, his passer rating was, I think, 1.5 points higher than I was on the day I was bar mitzvahed. That right there. You can't have a passer rating hovering around the age of me in this photograph. You can't. You can't.
It's a great photo.
Had no idea when that picture was taken one day that I would use it to make a point about Kirk Cousins or any quarterback. I was dreaming of having a show like this at that age. Honestly, you cannot have, you can't, it's just that simple. And 15. those clunkers, I mean, has Aaron Rodgers ever had a clunker like that? I mean, I'm being honest. Like, these are the quarterbacks with whom he needs to be mentioned. I know that it's the low-hanging fruit is Kirk Cousins. But if you did a top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, would you take Arizona's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Would you take Baltimore's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Would you take Buffalo's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Would you take Cincinnati's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Okay. Would you take Dallas's quarterback over him?
Absolutely.
Yes. Would you take Green Bay's quarterback over him?
Mm-hmm.
Houston's quarterback over him?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's quarterback over him?
Yep. Nah.
Would you take the Rams' quarterback over him?
Yes.
All right.
Do I get McVay?
I'm talking about talent.
I would say they're about the same.
Okay. Would you take New England's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you take Pittsburgh's quarterback over him?
No.
All right. Would you take Seattle's quarterback over him?
Yes.
Would you take Tennessee's quarterback over him? Now, Tannehill is similar, too. When's Ryan Tannehill going to perform up to snuff? He's beginning to do that in a manner that we're waiting for Cousins. He won more playoff games last year than Kirk Cousins, past period.
It is, same age.
We just named 10 other quarterbacks you would take.
Tannehill and Cousins are the same age, 32.
Dude, he has the talent. He's got the talent. He has the ability. I mean, sometimes he goes on such a hot streak, four to five, 6 weeks, he's dynamite.
Rich, would you take him over the Jets quarterback?
You know what? Good question, because he was knocking on the front. I thought he was a bad fit for the New York market because showing up in
Cousins?
Indianapolis. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, like much better to be in the Minnesota, Minneapolis media market, putting up a bar mitzvah quarterback rating than the New York City for the Jets. Look out. Nah, I thought he made the right move, big time. Absolutely. But I would take Kirk Cousins over Sam Darnold right now. Tonight?
Oof.
Tonight? Yeah. Yeah, if you've got to win a football game, of course I'd take Kirk Cousins over Sam Darnold right now. There's not even a question about it. Would you take Miami's quarterback over Kirk Cousins?
Fitzmagic?
Yeah.
No.
To win a football game?
I don't think so.
I take the beard.
The fact that we're even, but if we had asked that question in week 15 last year, they were both playing hot.
Your ceiling is a lot higher with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean,
Darnold could light it up tonight, and then we're singing a different tune.
And
tomorrow.
Here we go. Here are the next five games for six, seven. Let's do it this way.
For Minnesota,
yes. Him versus Deshaun Watson. Him versus Russell Wilson. Him versus Matt Ryan. Him versus Aaron Rodgers. Him versus Matthew Stafford. Him versus Nick Foles. And him versus Dak.
I mean, the only one.
Now, honestly, if you're going toe to toe in must win football games, you have to rely on your quarterback to get you through the day. This is it for the 2020 Viking season.
Yeah, if they lose this week, it can get really bad, really fast for them.
Oh, fast. Yeah. And the whole country's going to watch week five. Whole country.
I mean, absolute worst case, they're 0-10.
Oof.
After Dallas.
Which you should not be with a quarterback making 30-something million bucks.
No.
Guaranteed. I'm sorry.
We thought they were going to win the division.
Don Bowie just getting in my ear saying quarterback rating. He only has a quarterback rating just a couple points better than Sam Darnold. And again, the reason when you throw in a quarterback rating game of 15 and change, that it kind of drags the average down.
Should Trevor Lawrence be looking for real estate in Minnesota?
No.
No,
he should be looking in New York because, by the way, I went on that jag right there just because I wanted to run out the clock and not give too much time to my prediction tonight. I'm taking the Broncos tonight.
Brett Rippin.
I think Brett Rippon's going to come in and rip it up, and the Jets better let him do it. You want to be smart about it. Hey, your Bravos are up 5-0, sir. It looks like they're advancing.
Well, it's not his Bravos, Rich. It just makes for a happy home.
It makes for a happy home. He's owning them right now. He's owning them right now. Like he's that, you know.
Makes for a happy home.
That's right. Because, you know, hey, look, the Braves once were in Boston. Right, whatever you want to do to try and get you through the night.
I mean, I'm rooting for them, but for my partner.
Hey, Rich, before we go, can I wish my goddaughter a happy 6th birthday today?
Hey, please do.
I want to say happy birthday, Munchichi. Love you. Happy 6th birthday. I doubt she's watching right now, but, you know, her parents might be. So
there you go. It's all good.
Hey, sure. All right.
Happy birthday, Munchichi.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, good. All right, here we go, Brett Rippon.
Hey.
Roll call. Brett Rippon, Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, sports fans, Adam Carolla here. I want to tell you about my new daily sports show, All Balls, All Sports. Join me and my co-host, comedian sports expert Jeff Cesario, 5 days a week as we get into the daily news from the world of sports and gambling. From NFL and NBA game action to off-the-field shenanigans, there's no sports topic too hot for All Balls, All Sports. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and find us at podcastone.com.